It's 5 minutes after the hour five, and that was Michael Talbot with Here I Am, Lord. I'm joined in studio with our financial wellness guru, Miss Yena Kuboni.
Good afternoon, Father, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Too late, and I'm tired. <24 sister. laughs>
No, I felt unworthy to be interviewing.
No, I said you were on our best behavior, eh?
Yes. I was like, I can't.
Yeah. What are we talking about this afternoon?
So this afternoon we're talking about you expecting a baby, considering having a baby, or you're already pregnant. What happens now? I was invited to a baby shower, and the conversations that came up there, I was like, gosh, our nation needs knowledge. So we're talking about that. What do you do? Yes, you're expecting, because yes, a child is a blessing, but sometimes it ends up that you've got so much burden, and then one of the things that can make it easy for you as a new parent especially is that at least you have your finances in order. So what can you do? What can you take care of?
Okay,
as you go into this journey.
All right. So are we looking at either gifts for the baby shower, or we're looking at financial? Because I think the moment I hear baby shower and things like that, all I see is people going with clothes and stuff.
Yes, unfortunately, our nation, that's what happens. Most people go to baby shower. That's actually one of my tips for the new people that are planning to have babies or are pregnant already. Don't buy anything before the baby shower. So I know during the journey, especially females, you get excited. There's the newborn. You see so many things. It's good to go window shop. You know that, okay, I like this pram, I like this. And then you window shop and you check the prices. But don't buy anything, because people actually get you. There's people who get you prams sometimes. And most people will get you clothes. So wait until the baby shower. And until the only thing that you should buy as a person that's about to be a parent is that bag that you need to go to take with you to the hospital.
Okay, that overnight bag.
Yes, I know this.
I've always been curious what is in it, but I won't ask. But let's get into it. So, what are we supposed to do when the baby is coming? Maybe get a medical aid.
Yes, first of all, you need to review your medical aid. So you look at your current medical aid. You go to your medical aid scheme. You check whether what's happening. What you need to add for the baby. You tell them that you're gonna be having a baby. How far you are, and then you also important, check the budget, because based different medical aids pay for different things. So what procedures will you pay? If there's a cesarean, will they pay for this? If it's a natural birth, how much can they pay? How much the special cost, the day to day, the checks, what do they do 3-day scan or 4D scans, and so on and so forth. So you do that and know how much you need to pay from your own pocket. And this sometimes also, I want to encourage even the single ladies who don't have, or people who are not thinking of having a child now, who know for sure that as much as I'm single right now, but I know for sure that I would like to have a baby in the future. You start planning for that.
And so create an account for that child, your unborn child.
Yes. I have a Medicare account, for example, because I know I want to have a baby at some point in my life.
So you call it a what?
I call it a Napier account, because I don't know why I gave it that name. It's almost like I was actually having a conversation, just to divert a bit, with my brothers. They know for sure they're going to get married, so they should be having a Lobola fund, irrespective of whether there's a girlfriend in the picture or not. Because you know that's what you want. So
do you feed this Napier account? How does... After you set it up, what happens?
So you set up an account, and then you save onto it. And this account is separate to the emergency fund and the rainy day fund. So it's a separate account. So this goes back to my next point, which is with the budget, which is creating a new budget. So what you need to do, like for example, my sister-in-law said when she got her first baby, she needed to find 3.5 extra. So you need to be able to calculate that for yourself as you're looking, how much extra do I need to get? And then you start from the day you find out that you're pairing, even while she's still trying to conceive. So that 3.5, if you calculate it for you, 3.5, maybe for someone else, going to be 10,000 rand. That 10,000 rand, get to the habit of not using it. So right now, yes, we're earning this much, so this budget, so that you get to the habit that you're not having that amount, because when the baby comes, you won't have. So to learn and train yourself to live without that 10,000 or 3.5, for example, with my sister-in-law. What do you do with that? Obviously, the child is going to go to school. So you put it in an investment account for schooling. And then part of it, you also save for it, for the things that you're going to need. For example, your prams, your cots, and then all the stuff on the procedures that the medical aid is not going to cover.
Okay, so first thing is review your medical aid, create a budget, and the last thing is set up
an account, and then start that education fund. So with the education fund, you put it into the three different investments, it must be investment accounts, because okay. for you to get an interest. The reason it needs to be an investment account is because right now education inflation is even more than the economic inflation. Economic inflation has run by 6.5 at the moment, where education inflation is 9%. That is a lot. From the recession that has been happening, I think from grade 1 to grade R to grade 12, it's about 3.7, and that's on a normal semi-public school. So if you take a child, it's about 3.7 to a semi-private school. So that you will need. That's excluding varsity. So, but then again, investments are not blanket approach.
So would it be wise, instead of buying somebody those clothes and those kitty booty see and all those things, ne, you just give them a policy, then they can be feeding into that?
Yes. I always say that you can actually, one of the best presents, buy the child an RA, retirement annuity. Then they know they're set for life, for when they start. Buy the child...
life insurance, maybe?
Yes. Well, life insurance, unfortunately, needs to be taken by the parents. That's one of the... I think I put it last as my point, but it's one of the most important things. The life insurance, the will. So at work, people have benefits that they have, corporate benefits, and then those corporate benefits comes with beneficiaries. So obviously now I've got beneficiaries. There's new coming baby is not there. So as soon as the new coming baby is there, remember to review those beneficiaries, the investment that you have, the retirement annuities, the provident fund, and then get life cover. Because life cover will give you peace of mind. It also... On top of the life cover, there's also called there's education risk cover. Education risk cover is what you take, you is a cover that you take as a parent. So for me, should anything happen to me, should I become disabled or die, whilst can, then my child's education can be taken care of. So this is over and above life cover, because life cover is just a sum of money that goes to the child or to the trust, whatever you've decided on. So with the education risk cover, it means if I happen to become disabled whilst my child is at standard 3, for example, yes. from standard 3 onwards, then the education is taken care of.
Okay.
Or if I die, then so whatever that happens, the first of.
Okay. Any smart tips on how people can save for children?
So the smart tips is actually getting those three different ones. So the long term for the investments, which
educational
is
fund.
Yes, educational fund for
and
the
life insurance.
The life insurance
and a will.
And a will.
Okay.
And then you get, make sure that you review all that.
And it's Women's Month, and that's why we are looking at this issue from this angle. To say, yes. Don't just go to baby showers, you buy them clothes that disappear. Rather ask people even to deposit money. I know people who actually say, look, this is what I've created as a gift list. Yeah. And instead of giving me this, if you've got cash, put that money into this account for baby X.
Yes. So you do that. And I always say, try to get things that that will stay there for a pram. You know, they'll need a pram also. Yeah.
Yeah. And so gonna...
But whatever you do, the mother must not buy anything irrespective of the excitement until that baby shower happens.
Indeed. Wow. Yenakuboni, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. How was your Women's Day before we round up the thing?
It was good. And actually, I have a woman, I have giving away for this month. Maybe we could take callers next week.
Yes, next week we're having callers.
So anyone who's going to call and engage with us in the topic we'll be discussing next week, I will be giving only to women. This is not a financial needs like the last time. I'm doing wills, estate planning.
Okay, so you're giving out free wills.
Will applications.
Will
yes.
applications. Wow.
For next females. Week. For females, specifically females.
Kid discrimination, but anyhow.
It's Women's Month.
Anyhow, thank you very much, Yenakuboni. That is Yenakuboni, our resident financial wellness coach, telling us on how to prepare for babies that are coming in our life. Yena, have a beautiful weekend, and my condolences on the loss in your family.
Thank you, Father.
It brings us to 13 minutes after the hour 5, and in case you've just tuned in, that was myself and Yenakuboni unpacking financial wellness. And this afternoon, we were looking at preparing for our unborn children. Do not touch that dial as we wait for Sister Hemeniger to step in back.
You were listening to Masicilia Apotme Lesotho on Radio Veritas.
Wow. And it's what? 17.
The time is 17 minutes past 5.
Indeed. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Sister, we understand that the conference is organizing a mini World Youth Day. Let's talk about that. Let's unpack that. King, what is this thing called the Mini Youth Day?
Hey, the Mini World Youth Day. You will recall that every, is it 4 years, that there is the World Youth Day in different countries. And our bishops realize that only few people can manage to go to these celebrations because of financial constraints. Not everybody can manage. But then the bishops decided to say, how can we bring this home? That the young people who are unable to attend a World Youth Day elsewhere can also have that experience locally.
Okay.
So the bishops gave it this name, Mini World Youth Day. But the process of what is happening is the experience, really, of the young people, what they experience
at the
international level.
Okay.
So this year, we had one 2 years ago here in Gauteng, but now we are preparing this one, which will take place in December from the 6th to the 10th. But there are days also which will be spent in the parishes. So this is what is going to happen. The bishops are coming to give catechetical sessions with the young people, and the young people are going to share also their own faith. So there is a lot of excitement among the young people, like you saw
last two weeks ago,
plenary, where we met, the bishops met with delegates from different dioceses. And the excitement is great. And this is what we want, to the young people to come and share their faith with one another, together with their chaplains, together with their bishops.
Okay.
And we are looking forward to this. What we are only asking is that parents, mothers, because I know you will twist the arm of your husband to say to pay for your child.
Yeah.
So make sure that your child goes and experience this faith sharing with one another, with the church at large.
Okay.
So I hope young people are going to come. Mini World Youth Day is at hand, and it's not far. And the closing date of registration is now on the 31st.
A few days from now.
Yeah, few days from now. And if people haven't heard, please listen to Radio Veritas.
Indeed,
because that's where all the time we are reminded. And make sure that you register so that you are not disappointed.
What else is coming on the calendar of the church in the next few months after the Mini World Youth Day?
After the Mini World Youth Day, in actual fact, we started already with the opening celebration. This year in South Africa, we are celebrating 200 years of Catholic faith.
Okay.
So we will be doing that.
We've got a caller system. I'm going to... So you live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello. You live on Radio Veritas. Please turn off your radio set, please.
Hi, Father. How are you?
I'm fine. Please get to... Yeah, let's talk to us.
You are speaking to Grace. I want to find out from sister, what is the age group for the Mini World Youth...
Mini World Youth Day.
Mini World Youth Day.
The bishops have agreed that it's going to be from 18 years upward, up to 35.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
18
right.
to 35.
Yes. But okay. if there are other younger people younger than 18, that will have to be discussed with the chaplain and the bishop of your diocese. And then they will need to have a chaperone to come with them, because that's a very delicate age.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a good afternoon. All right. Before we took that call, you were talking about the 200 years that we are celebrating.
Yes, the Catholic Church in our region is celebrating 200 years of Catholic faith.
Okay.
And we need to celebrate this.
Okay.
Having experience... the life of the church, the life of being a Catholic in this region for 200 years is something that we need to celebrate.
Okay.
In June, because the whole thing happened in Cape Town,
yes.
So in June we gathered at the cathedral in Cape Town to have a Thanksgiving Mass as an opening for this year of
Jubilee.
Yes. And at the moment, we are busy trying to see the possibilities whether the bishops could have their plenary session in January in Cape Town.
Okay. All right. Let's take another call. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon, sister. My phones are ringing.
Oh, good afternoon, Father Brian. How are you?
I'm blessed. Talk to us.
Father Brian, sister, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma.
This is Magic speaking. All I want to say to you is that as women, we are well represented.
Thank you.
And keep on keeping on.
Thank you.
That flag must forever be up.
I'm going to hold it high.
And thank you ever so much for representing us well.
Wow. Thanks, Sister Jackie.
Continue outsmarting this man. Umfundi is all doomed.
Thank you, Sister Jackie. Have a blessed weekend.
Thank you.
Great stuff. It's 23 minutes after the hour 5. And in case you've just tuned in, you still have 7 minutes with us, with myself, Father Brian, a.k.a. Ndabaningi Umfundiso Dumo. And I'm joined in studio by Sister Hermenegild, who is the SG. Hi, SG. What's the ANC? SG. What's the SACBC? All right. So we go back to that. Yes, so you're trying to take it
We're trying to have a celebration in Cape Town with all the bishops, but it's not yet finalized because we have to look for a venue in Cape Town. I'm going there this week see what possibilities do we have.
Yes.
But the dioceses are really encouraged to celebrate this because it's our faith.
Yes.
And we have a reason to celebrate.
Definitely.
Yes, we have a reason to celebrate.
Definitely.
So we are hoping that it will be a year of favor, a year of blessings on the Catholic community here.
Wow. So there are a few things on the horizon. What about the synod? Have been hearing about a synod?
The synod is on the pipeline
for
the youth, which is coming up next year.
Okay.
The young people have responded to the questionnaire that was sent. We have collated the responses of the young people and we presented them now to the bishops at plenary.
Okay.
And we have to forward them then to Rome.
Okay.
But really, the gist of what came out of this, the young people are saying, please, church leadership, support us as young people. Help us to live out our faith.
Mm.
This is what we are looking for. We need your help. Give us good chaplains that are going to guide us, lead us. We don't want to disappear.
Mm.
We don't want to disappear somewhere in the radar, but we want to remain as Catholics, and we need your support. Yes.
And it's shows like this and programs like this that give support to the young people and to all some of the structures within the church. But sister, today was about celebrating you. And this is what this show, every Friday we celebrate men and women who are either Catholic, and some of them are not Catholic, but men and women that make us proud. You challenged us at the last workshop of the communications that we had last year in Benoni as communicators, and you said there are so many good stories and we need to bring them out.
Exactly.
And our response to that was, we're going to have a show every Friday where we broadcast the good news that's happening in our churches, and sometimes not even in the church, but sometimes in our communities and in our societies which we are involved in. And today, unfortunately or fortunately, you are our Catholic Pride. The program is called Catholic Pride, and we celebrate you, we honor you, and we take off our hats to you, and we say thank you very much. And I think very often we wait for people to finish their terms, we wait for them to finish their task and to pack up their bags, then we say, oh, by the way, thank you. But we want to give you your flowers whilst you're still alive, whilst you can still smell them. And we say, sister, we are proud of you, we are proud of the work that you're doing, and you are always, always carried in our prayers, and thank you very much. And we wish you all the best in the next 3 years, and may you always carry that flag of women in the church and the CPS flag higher and higher.
Well, thank you very much, Father Brian, Radio Veritas, for giving me this opportunity, and also to be recognized while I'm still alive and I can hear that recognition. I just want to say a few words to to the women in our country, the women in our church,
yes.
using the words of Pope Francis, where he says, "The woman is harmony, it's beauty. God created women so that we would all have a mother." So I want to leave our women with those words, that God has created us, that every human being should have a mother, and we are the mother of the nation.
Wow, that's so deep, sister. That's so deep. Thank you very much. That's it, folks. Catch me on Monday, same time, same place. If you don't catch me on Monday, some of you will be catching us on Sunday at the Coca-Cola Dome, where we are doing the concert of Dr. Tumi. We hope you're going to support this event. And follow me on Facebook. It's Brian Mhlanga. And on Twitter, it's OP Brian. And like us on Facebook. It's Radio Veritas SA and Radio Veritas SA on Twitter. From myself and sister, have a blessed weekend. Do not drink and walk. Do not drink and drive. Do not drive and text. And always praise and bless the Lord.
Thank you very much. And good night to all the listeners.
Thank you. Drive safely, sister.
Thank you.